expand a little bit on what Justin said about the immune target, and this was Jeff touched on a little bit also. That was a registry trial looking globally at several different academic centers, multiple academic centers, looking at of the patients with known drivers who had immune therapy, what happened to them. So of course, huge recall bias, lots of bias that goes into this. So you have to be really, really careful. But that being said, some of the driver mutations, patients who have those in their tumors do seem to have better responses to immune therapy, in particular with KRAS. There have been multiple studies now showing that if you have a KRAS mutation, you're actually likely to have an immune therapy response, again, dependent on PD-L1 and other things, but that's not a reason not to give it. With the MET exon 14, it's a little bit more controversial, but I've certainly seen patients who've had great responses. BRAF kind of is with that MET exon 14 as to if it's a patient who developed that mutation in the setting of a smoking history, probably they're going to have some immune response or are more likely to. If there's someone who developed it without that smoking history, maybe not. And so there's something probably around the neoantigens, but it's much more complex. And with some of the other mutations, I mean, the HER2 mutations are more like the EGFR and their lack of response. With RET, you know, some of the data says no, some yes. So I think there's a lot we don't understand with some of the less common mutations. But I will strongly echo what they both said about in the setting of EGFR, I've had a couple patients who have been good immune therapy responders, but it's a very small group. I do look at the PD-L1 based on that Atlantic subset analysis where those with high did have that response rate of about 12%. But if I have anything that's likely to benefit more than that, I'm not going to give them immune therapy. The other part of that was the patients that had almost no PD-L1 expression, their response rate was like 3%. So, I mean, essentially none. And in the setting of a patient who's been through multiple lines of treatment, who is really reaching that end of what we're able to do for them, who's pleading to get immune therapy, if we look and their PD-L1 level is low and they have EGFR, I use that as a discussion point for not giving them the drug because the probability of it working is so low in that setting and the toxicity is so real, I won't give it. But this is a very complex topic. And obviously, Justin's doing a lot of work in that. I think a lot of us are. And one where we're going to learn more as we have more patients where we are trying immune therapy in the setting of having these targetable mutations. But for right now, I think it is important to realize that they're all different. But with EGFR and ALK especially, I'm really hesitant to jump in with those types of drugs.